Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yeah, Zach, I've received something in the mail saying I qualify for a loan. I've got a reservation code here. Would you like to have it?
Yes, please. If you could repeat it back, just four digits at a time.
Okay. 2411.
Okay.
2411.
Got it.
1701.
Got it.
0021.
Okay.
6374.
All right. Just one second here. I'll pull up the information we have on file for your business.
Okay.
All right. Is it 55B LLC?
It sure is.
Okay. And then I am speaking with... Your name is?
Patrick Bass.
Patrick Bass. Got it. How you doing today, Patrick?
I'm hanging in there. I'm down here in Louisiana having a lot of rain.
Holy crap. Are you anywhere near where all the flooding's happening?
No, I'm north Louisiana, so, but some of my family members have had a hail down there.
Jeez, yeah, I've been seeing that on the news. That looks scary.
So, where are you guys located?
We are here in Southern California in San Diego, if you're familiar.
Oh, yeah. I've lived in Colorado for quite a while. I used to come over to California from time to time. I love it out there. My aunt lives out there.
Nice. Hey, Patrick, real quick here. We have a new phone system, and we've had a couple drop calls over the past week. What would be a good number in case the call does drop that I could just call you back real quickly?
Okay. It's 318-403.
Okay.
8990.
Got it. 8990. Okay. And just one second here. Just computer's being a little bit slow today. Okay. All right. And so we just want to confirm a little bit of info we have on file for you for your business address. Are you still at the 308 OJ Road in Jonesville, Louisiana?
I sure am.
Excellent. And then the classification for your business, is it a proprietorship? Are you a partnership or an LLC?
It's an LLC, but I'm the only member involved. So I'm the president and the only member.
Okay. Excellent. And what you had received today was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs here, and I can find a good fit to see if we can assist your business.
Okay. Well, I just need to know mainly what you have to offer to start with.
Okay. So we have two main programs here. We have a working capital program. Have you ever heard of that at all?
Not really. Could you explain maybe, please?
Sure. So what this is a loan that allows business owners to kind of pull on the equity of their business based on their sales. So we're able to lend 10 to 15% of the sales of what you did last year. For example, you know, if you did $1 million just because it's a round number, we'd be able to lend you up to $100,000 to $150,000.
Okay.
You know, to use as you see fit for the business. It's unsecured cash, and it goes under the business, so it builds your business credit. It does not affect personal credit in any way. And then the other program is our equipment financing program, which is more like your typical car loan. It's a 2 to 5 year loan. Rates start in the low single digits, right around 4%, and it's a monthly payment. We typically don't require a down payment for equipment, just the first month's payment. And we also have a 90 days deferment, so you could get the equipment, you know, have it start making some money for you, and then start paying us.
So
those are our two main programs. Were you looking for some capital for the business or looking to bring on some equipment?
Well, I haven't really made up my mind yet. You had mentioned the first one goes off about what we did last year. What would that go off of my tax return, or how would that affect?
Yeah, so we would look at the bank statements for the business just to kind of see the cash flow, and then we would look at last year's, the first two pages of the tax return, yes, to verify the sales, exactly like what you said. And then based upon that, we would be able to lend 10 to 15% of those sales to your business to use as you see fit.
Okay. And that's the only two that you have available?
We do, unless you wanted to do, a substantially larger loan in which we could excuse me, I'm losing my voice. We could do a collateralized loan, you know, on equipment or property or what have you, to get your money that way.
Yeah, I have property. I have some property, and I have all. I have 24 acres, and I've got a 2012 mobile home with a big porch and all that, and it's okay. Hunting property. And mainly that's why I called you, because I'm not real satisfied with the bank I'm dealing with.
Okay, what's going on with
that? They just, you know, actually what happened was a friend of mine, he was president at the bank.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, for some reason, he decided or got a better offer at a different bank. So he leaves the bank and goes to the bank up the street for more money. Well, I farm is what I do. Well, basically, I had some stuff financed there
uh-huh.
at that first bank that he was working at. Well, then I went to the bank that he started at and financed some stuff there. Well, the other bank kind of got pissed off at me, basically.
Uh-huh.
All right. They hadn't been treating me the way that they were treating me before he moved.
Right, right.
So, yeah, and me and him, he just, you know, in this offer come out and shoot, I'll give these guys a call. And but the guy that I'm talking about that's not trying to make me very pleased is the one that I want to get my property and my land away from him and get it somewhere else. I'm thinking about it anyway.
Okay. So what, you know, as far as a dollar amount is concerned, what were you looking to, how much money were you looking to bring on?
Oh, around 100,000.
Okay. Around 100K. And, you know, what did you do in sales last year?
Oh, I'll have to go up to the bank. We didn't have a big year last year.
Okay.
We basically had a crop failure last year, and we didn't make some money, but the year before and the year before and the year before that, we had really good years.
Okay.
So we would just have to sit down and try to get our heads together and work it out.
Yeah. Was that a substantial crop failure? You know, everything? Or what do you guys grow?
Well, we grow corn. Actually, what happened was last year is I planted some corn.
Uh-huh.
And the corn didn't come up, and the insurance company hadn't paid me, and they're just finna pay me now from last year.
Oh, so wow.
They come out here and said, well, this, that, and the other, and this, that, and the other. I wound up having to get a lawyer and then go see them, but now they're trying to pay us. It's $128,000 what it is.
Oh, wow.
But that's why I was saying I would have problems with last year's stuff, because I'm just now getting it taken care of now, you know, this year.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
We do other work. We have a combine and 18 wheelers. We cut corn and haul it.
Oh, so you have a. So is it all under the same business, the 55B LLC, or is there just different?
No, it's all the same name.
Okay, so with all those businesses combined, it sounds like you may have a pretty decent amount in sales. Yeah.
Oh yeah. We do good. We do good. We hang in there. You know, we've been. Oh. Existing for several years now.
Nice.
And we're hanging in there, and I just want to do some business with you guys and just see how it goes, you know.
So what I was saying is, with those three businesses combined together with their sales, I definitely think that, you know, we could probably get you the 100,000 that you're looking for.
I'm sure that you probably can. So
yeah, and it's unsecured as well, so you wouldn't have to put any of your property or your equipment as collateral, so you wouldn't have to worry about that as well.
Okay.
I
wouldn't have a problem doing that, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Because I want to get it away from this bank where it's at. We'll just see how it goes.
Yeah.
I could do that. See.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely another option there for you. Just a couple other quick questions for you. How would you rate your personal credit?
My personal credit's not real good at all from the childhood I had, but now my business really, really good. It's really good.
Okay.
So we've done really, really good in the business, and we do everything through the business now. So.
Great.
I have my mother. I would like for you to talk with her and explain some things to tell me what you've told her. She's kind of my financial advisor.
Sure.
What would be a good time for me to get her to call you or you to call her?
Yeah, when could I reach out to her? I could give her a call this afternoon if you like.
Yeah, you can. Could I give you her number?
Absolutely.
Okay, her name is Pat Tanton, P-A-T-T.
Okay.
T-A-U-N-T-O-N.
Got it.
And her number is 318-403-1145.
Okay.
And she can probably give you a little more information than I can.
Perfect. And then, while I have you on the phone, Pat, what would be a good email address in case I need to shoot you out any information?
The 308 OJ Road would be great.
Your email address?
Oh, it's under Damon Bass in small letters.
Damon Bass?
D-A-Y-M-M-O-N.
Okay.
B-A-S-S at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Got it. Yes. And then what would be a good time to reach out to your mom?
Why don't you give her about 30 minutes, if that'd be fine, and call her.
Yeah,
and
I was actually...
if you're going to call.
Yeah, you know what? How about an hour? I was just going to step out and have a little bit of lunch, and I can give her a call as soon as I come back.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
All righty. And then, Pat, in the meantime, too, I'm going to shoot you out an email here with some information that we would need to see what we could make available for your business as well.
That'd be great. Go on, send me the emails and some stuff. Anything you need, send me, just email it to me, and we'll get it out.
Okay.
And see what we can get done.
Sounds good. And then, I'll give your mom a call in about an hour, and then we'll go from there.
It sounds great. If you have any questions, just give me a call.
Sure. And then on that email as well, my direct dial will be on there. So if you have any questions, you can reach out to me too.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hey, it was a pleasure to meet and speak with you today, Pat. And, I look forward to... I look forward to doing some business with you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.